Rachel Levine deems gender-affirming care medically necessary, safe, and effective for transgender youth. By Hannah Blow on June 13, 2023. President Biden's Transgender Assistant Secretary for Health for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, Rachel Levine believes that gender-affirming care, leftists speak for hormone therapy, puberty blockers, and sex changes, is medically necessary, safe and effective for transgender and non-binary youth and adults. It only takes one supportive adult to increase a queer young person's quality of life and reduce the risk of self-harm. It can be a parent or family member, but it may not be. It can be a doctor, coach or other supportive figure. Even if they don't work in healthcare, Levine posted to social media, along with a video featuring himself speaking to a group of individuals in masks. In one of the viral clips, Levine openly declares that gender-affirming care, which includes surgery and hormone therapy, for youth is actually medically necessary and safe for not only adults, but minors as well. Gender-affirming care is medically necessary, safe and effective for transgender and non-binary youth and adults. Those who attack our LGBTQ+ community are driven by an agenda that has nothing to do with science and medicine, Levine, a biological man, continued. These are politically and ideologically motivated attacks again on trans youth, and they are contrary to the overwhelming science and evidence. So we all have to stand up. We have to stand up and advocate and take a stand on behalf of those who will be harmed in many states across the country, he continued. Watch. Despite Levine's assertions, the science is far from settled. Florida Medicaid completed a report last year, requested by the Secretary of the Agency for Healthcare Administration, AHCA, which actually concluded that these so-called treatments are not safe or effective but experimental and investigational in nature. Studies presenting the benefits to mental health, including those claiming that the services prevent suicide, are either low or very low quality and rely on unreliable methods such as surveys and retrospective analyses, both of which are cross-sectional and highly biased. The report concludes, noting that approval from organizations such as the AAP, American Academy of Pediatrics, does not validate the claims. Related Rachel Levine, gender-affirming care is literally suicide prevention care. To the contrary, the evidence shows that the above treatments pose irreversible consequences, exacerbate or fail to alleviate existing mental conditions, and cause infertility or sterility, the document reads. Given the current state of the evidence, the above treatments do not conform to GAPMS, generally accepted professional medical standards, and are experimental and investigational, it adds. Last year, Florida prohibited Medicaid from covering transgender procedures, and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis officially banned the mutilation of children in the name of gender affirmation via legislation signed in May. President Biden has continued to criticize states taking action to protect children from such procedures, deeming it close to sinful. In March, Levine asserted that the wheel will turn on widely accepting transgender transitions for children. I think that it's not going to be politically advantageous. It wasn't particularly in 2022. And so I think that as we look to all the different elections in 2024, I think the next 2 years are going to be challenging, Levine said at the time. But I am positive and optimistic and hopeful that the wheel will turn after that and that this issue won't be as politically and socially such a minefield, he added. Video: Rachel Levine pushes doctors, pediatricians to be proactive ambassadors for trans ideology.